Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ABC political director Rick Klein is with us this morning. Another tumultuous week, Rick, and it looks like with articles of impeachment being drawn up in the House, it appears that we're headed toward a trial in the Senate.
That appears to be where we are. And the Speaker Pelosi directing her committee chairs to start drafting those articles of impeachment. It would now appear to be just a matter of time before the House votes to impeach and then a trial commences in the Senate. So it does seem like things are proceeding at quite a speed, quite a pace at this moment. Nothing really signaling the possibility or probability of things slowing down.
Yeah, what did you make of the president's reaction yesterday, basically saying, if you're going to impeach me, do it now?
Yeah, bring it on is his basic reaction. Now, I'm not sure that's going to last as a reaction. I think that may be a good first instinct, but I think people around him are going to warn of the dangers of moving this forward. This is not a no-risk scenario. Having a sweeping trial in the Senate opens up a whole lot of folks to potential liabilities. So I think that may feel good right now. I am still curious as to whether the White House decides to give full cooperation to the Senate or to any branch that's investigating the president in the impeachment inquiry.
Okay, and you're referring to the decision that has to be made before 5 o'clock today as to whether White House attorneys will participate?
That's right, and that decision is tied up a bit in courts, and the Democrats are not really inclined to wait for it. But the suggestion now from the president is that regardless of what the legal decisions would be, he would allow full participation of witnesses in the Senate trial. I'm not convinced that that's actually going to happen.
All right. Let's move on a little bit now and talk about 2020. Kamala Harris out of the race this week. Who's next to go?
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure now on Cory Booker and Julian Castro. Neither of them have qualified for the next Democratic debate in 2 weeks. They are candidates of color. This is a field right now that has a lot of white candidates. So this is really the last best chance for some of those candidates to catch on. Some of the other candidates who haven't been part of the conversation for a while, I don't know that they face any new urgency. If you've already missed a few debates, missing some more may not be particularly problematic or fatal to a candidacy. But I really have my eyes on those two because I feel like they have a lot riding on this next couple of weeks.
And what does this race look like now going forward? With you also have Michael Bloomberg and the former Massachusetts governor, Deval Patrick. Sorry, those two, which will not be part of debates, but kind of where is the Democratic stage right now?
Well, it's interesting because you have a top four that's pretty clear right now, but you also have these wild cards. And I think Bloomberg is the most significant among those. He's not going to be part of the debates this month or probably next month, but he is continuing to spend unprecedented amounts of money on a campaign, which allows you to get out there, which allows you to be a part of the national conversation. You could not turn a TV on virtually anywhere in America the last couple of weeks and not seen a Michael Bloomberg for president ad. So that has never been really tried before. That's an interesting wild card, but it is an oddity of this cycle that despite starting with 20-some-odd candidates and having those two debate nights and all that, still at this stage, we can't even say definitively that all of the major presidential candidates will be on the same stage at the same time.
So 2 weeks from last night is this next debate, and I think you just said there's six candidates that qualify. Could it be just six that we're seeing on the stage for the first time?
It's possible, and if it's just six, they're all white, which is a bit of an oddity, again, for Democrats who boasted of the most diverse field in history. It's possible that Tulsi Gabbard, who's Asian-American, Andrew Yang, who's also Asian, make the cut and change that. It's harder for Booker and Castro, but that's become a bit of an issue for Democrats to grapple with, that whatever they've are able to boast about regarding diversity, that diversity is not likely to be reflected in the next debate stage.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! parts.